Hello. Here we are starting the first radio show. In this case, that we're launching here from Russia, from Nefticam, specifically the English school Ellis. Here we are with one of the best groups that I ever had here in Russia. And I can say that it's been my pleasure to be with these little kids, which, by the way, they are cute. They're very good kids. And we're going to start with this podcast, just saying hello, and each one of them is going to introduce themselves, and we're going to start talking a little bit about what the life of a teenager is here in Russia. I mean, how is it the life here in Russia for a teenager? Maybe for some people it's been pretty hard to know exactly what is the life of a teenager here in Russia. That's why we're just doing this. That's why we're launching this podcast, just to let people know and let other students from my group around the world to know a little bit about the country. Same thing we're going to be doing with the other groups, with the other students that I have around the world. So to start, without going any farther, I would like to start by talking to you. Please introduce yourself, tell your name to everybody. And
hello, my name is Artem. I'm 17 years old, and I study at the Lyceum. I was born in Ufa, and I live in Neftekamsk in the Republic of Bashkortostan. As for me, I like play table tennis and also swimming.
So those are the type of things that you like to do here in Neftekamsk. Is it really cold here in Neftekamsk or not? What can you say about the weather?
The weather is not very bad. It is cold in winter.
What about summers?
Summers? So-so.
So-so.
Sometimes the weather is warm, sometimes the weather is cold. Or
during summer? During summer?
Yes.
That's pretty weird. Okay, so we have something over here from your name again? Artem.
Artem.
Perfect. It's been pretty challenging for me to remember all the names because of the way the pronunciation of each one of the names. So let's go to the next one. Let's go to the following student. Please. I would like you to start by telling everybody your name. Please.
My name is Vanya, and I live in Neftekamsk. I'm 16 years old, and I was born here in Neftekamsk. I study in school number 10. In my free time, I play in computer games, listen to music, and playing guitar.
Perfect. You were born here in Neftekamsk, you said?
Yes.
All right. What can you say about the weather here in Neftekamsk? What can you recommend to people that if they want to come here?
I don't like weather in Neftekamsk. I would recommend people who want to visit our city to take a lot of warm clothes.
Warm clothes. Perfect. Thank you very much, Vanya. Excellent. Now, let's go to the following one. Or anything that you would like to say? Anything?
No.
Not yet. Perfect. So next one, we're going to have one of the students who loves talking a lot. Whose name is difficult
Hello.
To pronounce first.
My
and second, and second, we don't know if it's a girl's name or a boy's name.
Thank you. Hello, my name is Tamerlan, as known as Juliana, as known as Timberlake. So I'm 14 years old, and I'm the youngest student in the group. I was born in the...
You're
city like Norilsk. It's not Norilsk.
Where were you born?
Noyabrsk. It's
where is that?
On the north of Russia.
North of Russia.
Yes.
Maybe a place that can be like close that people can know.
Like
north like Siberia like that?
No, it's not Siberia. It's like just the north.
Just the north.
Yes, just
like maybe like by St. Petersburg, because St. Petersburg is in the north as well, right?
No, it's far from St. Petersburg. I like playing piano, and
are you good at playing the piano?
No, but I know some.
Perfect. That's very good. What do you say about your activities here in Neftekam? What activities can you do here in this city?
Nothing.
That's a very good description. So people are going to start feeling like very excited about coming very fast here to Neftekam, for sure.
They will come, I think.
Yeah, especially from Brazil. Maybe some of my students from Brazil, they would love to come here to Neftekam.
So and you just say Neftekam is interesting after big cities because it's quiet and it's peaceful.
Peaceful.
But it's boring too.
Alright, very good, very good. Do you like the weather here?
Yes, because it's balanced. So in winter we have cold winter, in summer we have warm sun.
Warm summer. Very good.
Not hot, but warm.
Thank you very much. It's been excellent. Now, let's just jump to the following one. I don't know who to choose in this case, but...
Yes.
Alright, so here we are. Our following student, now, after having three boys talking, we're going to just start with the girls. Please.
My name's Masha. I'm 15 years old. I'm born in Neftekamsk. I'm living in Neftekamsk. I'm studying school number 12. My hobby is playing piano and listening to music.
Where were you born, you say?
Born in Neftekamsk.
Okay, you were born in Neftekamsk. Do you like your city? Oh, come on, say the truth, say the truth.
You like our cities.
I like our city.
You like your city?
Yes.
Okay, very good. If somebody would ask you, what is the most beautiful thing here in your city? Or what could it be, the best attraction for people? What would you say?
See, it's forest.
The forest, yes. For sure, undoubtedly. Do you like the weather here?
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Now let's just jump.
Best student.
To the other student, I don't know. The cutest student here.
Oh, so cute.
So here we are, the cutest little one. Little. So, with two boyfriends already.
My name is Indira and I'm 15 years old. I study in Lyceum number 1. I was born in Neftekamsk and I live here 15 years. So, on my free time, I haven't got a lot of free time because I have got a lot of homework, a lot of studying, and so it's very boring for me to live in Neftekamsk because the city is too small and I cannot do as much as I expect.
If you had the chance to do something different for your city, so you can have, or like you can enjoy your city, what would it be? What would you build? What would you give to your city?
I would build a lot of market. It's like a lot of malls where people can enjoy shopping or just walking. And for the cinema, I may build a cinema.
Okay, cinema. Better cinema.
Yeah.
Because there are cinemas here.
I mean,
you got to be very specific and clear because then people will believe that there's no cinemas here in Neftekamsk, which is not true. There are two cinemas, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
What's the name of one of them? What are the name of those cinemas?
Arsenal Park Cinema.
Park Cinema is the one that is closed. Yes. To Elvis.
And Arsenal. It's
oh, really?
Yes.
What does it have? What's the big difference?
Arsenal is... now not interested, so because Park Cinema has big screens and it is like, I don't know the word.
Widescreen?
Maybe.
Okay.
Also it has comfortable seats.
Okay. So that means that the other one is horrible.
Yes, it's horrible.
Okay. That's the one that is by Chupa Chup Square, right?
Park Cinema, there is small hall and big screens, but in Arsenal there is big, oh, not small screen, a big holes.
Okay, thank you very much. All right, so now you know a little bit of the boys and girls here in this class, which I gotta say, it's been a pretty good experience so far here in Neftekamsk. Right now, I cannot complain about my students. I think that's one of the best things that I ever experienced here in Russia. Most importantly, the way the students just think here, it's very interesting. It's completely different from the culture that I've come from. But it's been an excellent, amazing experience. So what we're going to do right now is just to talk a little bit about teenagers. How do you enjoy your teenage life? I mean, how do you enjoy your everyday life here in Neftekamsk? Here in Russia, what do usually students do or teenagers do here?
Study.
Perfect. Well, you can start talking about it. Because for sure, people in other countries, they don't know how much you guys study. So anybody who would like to say it.
So we have 8 or 7 lessons every day in schools. And we have we study Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And on Sunday, we do the homework. So we don't have homework.
The whole day we're doing
homework. We don't have
mercy.
Time. So
it's crazy. It's completely crazy, that schedule. So what can you say about it? I mean, what would you say if you had to move to another country and you would like, and you would have to actually study for 5 or 4 days in a week? Would it be good?
Happy. Yes. Yeah, we will be happy.
How is the experience about studying 6 days in a week?
It's horrible. We came on Saturday, like, we don't have feelings, we don't have power to do anything.
Anything. Girls? Some people would say that girls have a lot of time here. And I just heard one of those stereotypes that says that girls here are just like American girls. Is it true?
No.
Completely different. How different you are? If you have to compare with American teenagers, if you would just have to recall one of the movies that you have ever watched, so maybe you can tell what is the difference, like, between your teenage life and this other life from America.
I think Russian students are shyer.
More shy.
More shy.
Mm. Is it true, Marsha?
Yes.
Okay, so that answered the question. Very good. What about you? The cutest one.
I am the cutest one.
Oh, yes, Julian is the cutest one, I'm sorry.
And he's hard to beat.
No, doesn't matter. I can repair it.
Or you.
I can fix it. So?
I think Russian students are more... they are told to study a lot, but they don't want to study. So.
Okay.
Russian student has got a lot of exam test. It's a very hard.
Very hard.
Yes.
So, please tell me one of the things that you say, that you consider it's different here from other countries.
We have a bad system of education.
Yes.
But why? What is the bad thing?
The teachers are just put knowledge to other brains, and we can't.
Remember
this. So, we should reform our system of education.
Okay. What do you say?
Yeah, I agree with him.
You agree with him?
Yes, in Russia, a lot of pupils don't want to have knowledge, and a lot of teachers don't want to learn pupils.
Don't want to learn?
To teach.
Or don't want
to teach
pupils. Okay. Why is that? What do you think that happened?
Because teachers have small income.
Salary.
Low income or
yes.
Low salary, for sure. Okay. So that is pretty... That's one of the bad things, I guess.
Yes.
But a good thing...
We are stupid, but...
Nobody would say that. I mean, that is stupid. If you say that you're stupid, of course not.
we can be smarter, more smart.
Smarter.
Smarter.
Okay. So you just say something, you just recall something bad from the system education, educational system here in Russia, you say that it has to be changed. So what is a positive thing that you can tell so people would love to come here? Because for sure, to have tourists here in Neftekamsk, it's something that it doesn't happen so often. So how would you recall, or how would you just start like advertising your culture, your city? What would you do? Your city, yes. How would you advertise your city? Like, to make people want to come here?
If you want to relax and come and sit or lie on the bed, you can come.
Okay. That's what Juliana think.
Or if you want to live in the city, but live near the forest or something like this, so you can come to the Tikopsk.
Thank you very much, Juliana. What about you? Banya.
Banya.
You see, a lot of problems. Banya or Vanya?
Do you know Vanya?
Wait.
Do you know Vanya?
Vanya. How would you advertise your city? To make people want to come here.
I don't think that it's a good idea to come here.
That was very hard. Huh? It's not a good idea to come here. Yeah. Why is not a good idea?
Because we don't have any interesting places which you can visit. And we just leave. And that's all.
But like Marcia said that you have the forest.
Yes, we have the forest.
Isn't it good?
Yes, of course it's good that we have forest, but
it's not like a main attention for it. I mean, it doesn't call people's attention. Masha?
The Russian cities have got a lot of forest.
Mm-hmm. All over the forest. So you would advertise that? You would put like, advertise, like, yes, come to Neftekamsk. Forest is waiting for you. Might be. What about you?
Well, if you want to live in small city, and it's place for you. You're welcome.
For sure.
If you want to see the difference of people in Russia, you may come to Russia and see it.
If you want to know about Russian culture, come and live it.
Yeah.
Very hard.
Hard to understand.
Yes. It's been pretty challenging. Maybe something that you consider that it would be important also for people. The last thing. Like something from the culture that you recommend people to do or not to do
in Russia
or here in Neftekamsk, in the way you want. I mean, for example, if I go to Russia or if someone comes to Russia, in this case, they don't have to whistle inside a place because that is bad.
We have many sightseeing. Visiting our country should visit not all but many sightseeing in Russia.
But in this case, what is the thing that you would tell people, hey, you know what? Don't do that when you come to Russia. Don't do when you come to Russia. Don't do this when you come to Russia.
Don't drink vodka.
Don't drink vodka.
Why not?
Don't be too annoying with people.
What?
Don't be too annoying.
Don't be too annoying with people. Okay. Vanya. Something that you would say that people don't have to do here in Russia, like literally, I mean, don't do it or you will be dead. Don't be a teacher in Neftekamsk.
No.
Yes, don't be a teacher in Neftekamsk or in Russia.
Okay.
In school.
At school.
At school, yeah.
At university, you can be.
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
Don't go to the zoo in Russia.
To the zoo?
Yes.
Really? Okay. Don't go to the zoo?
I don't know.
You don't know?
At all.
Okay, you said it already. So, I can say that one of the things that a person should not do here in Russia is to accept any type of alcoholic drinks from anybody.
Not to flirt with kids.
And do not
flirt with cashiers.
Oh, and don't flirt with cashier. Yes, don't do that.
Will tell you.
Don't worry.
And learn the language, or you will be suffering.
Yeah.
It's hard. So that's it. Thank you very much. It was very good. Oh, say something in Russian. That would be interesting.
Нас черно никто не поймет. Какой смысл говорить тогда?
Даже бессмысленно, реально. Типа, зачем вам говорить на русском?
Зачем? Не советую вам приезжать в Россию. Не езжайте в Россию.
Согласен, что не приезжать в Россию, это ужасно.
Россия, это здорово. Конечно. Люблю Россию. Патриотизм.
Патриотизм.
Патриотизм. All right, so...
Путин лучший.
So, here it is. We just closed the first episode, which is... 20 minutes episode this time, and now we just wanted to introduce a little bit about how teenage live here in Russia, and how are my group, how's this group here in with me in Afrikaans, how's the life here in Ellie's school. It's been pretty interesting, and we're just going to finish with this by saying thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, and we talk. Thank you. Oh, so,
so cute.
So we're going to stop now and see you next episode.